Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk. I'm your host, Charlie Maurer, alongside me is Spencer Pickering. Jace Deary cannot make it today, but the show must go on. Spencer, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Charlie?
I'm fantastic, as always, man. Move into the hot topic in Carmel sports, Carmel football, as always, playing Westfield tomorrow in the first round of sectionals Friday at 7 p.m. at Carmel Stadium. Spencer, a couple weeks ago, Carmel Greyhounds beating Lawrence Central 16-14 in a closer game than a lot of people expected. Zach White, of course, pretty much the main producer on the offensive side of the ball with over 100 yards rushing. And it sounds like running back Dylan Downing, the junior, will be playing tomorrow. What do you think the impact of him being in the lineup is going to have against Westfield tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually got a chance to speak to Dylan the other day about it. And, I mean, it's more than just his presence on the field. I think his presence on the team overall just boosts that morale, because you have somebody like him who's giving his all every play, is going to challenge everybody else on that field to give their all. I think it's going to be a great game. What are you expecting to see out of the Hounds this weekend?
I mean, the one thing that the Greyhounds haven't done, and the one thing you could say hasn't been their strong suit, has been the passing game. Pound Sports Talk. I'm your host, Charlie Maurer. Alongside me, as always, is Spencer Pickering. And in the studio today with us is a very special guest, starting left guard. Left guard, Caleb Schaefer. Caleb, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. So, Spencer, you got the first question.
Yeah, first off, congratulations on a fantastic season for you guys so far. You guys have improved tremendously from last season. What were some things that you thought as a team you guys improved on from this year?
Well, I think all our progress really started back in January. After last year's loss to Penn, you know, it just motivated us to work that much more harder. And so, I mean, we started out in the weight room just, you know, really getting after it each and every day, you know. And then when summer practice came along, we approached every day with the mentality of getting better. And I think we're just really together as a team this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all on the same page. We're always looking out for each other. And we bring 100% to practice every day. And even if we have a bad practice, we just bounce back the next day and keep working. So I think, you know, we've been relentless all season. And that's really been a big reason why you've seen the season that you have this year.
Yeah, about that. And then they also talked about how big of an impact it would be for the seniors, because there are so many seniors on this team, how important and big it would if they
win,
you know, if they could win the state championship against Homestead, who, I mean, a lot of people thought Center Grove was the best, other than Carmel, was the best team in the state. And now it's kind of looking like Homestead. I mean, they handled the team they played in semi-state. And now Homestead, always competitive, always really good, season in, season out. So I'm just really excited to watch this game on Saturday.
Yeah, one thing that I got to talk to a couple players about is that, you know, they've played Homestead before this year. It was just in the summer before any teams were finalized or anything like that. And, you know, I think both teams have the potential to win this Saturday. I think that it just really comes down to who plays the better game on that given day, because, I mean, both teams have insane amounts of talent. They both have the will to win. They both have prepared for this moment. And I think both teams definitely deserve their shot at the title. But, I mean, I think it would be so special for Carmel to bring home a title this year, especially as you talked about, for those seniors. And yeah, I think I am on Saturday. I'm excited. I think it's going to be really fun. I talked to Kelsey a little bit about kind of the feelings about, you know, family members coming in and kind of if that puts any pressure on them. And the way I see it is they're kind of saying that, you know, they get obviously a certain amount of tickets for a state game for their family. And so with all that added pressure, they're handling it really well. She was kind of talking about how the family coming in is more helpful to them. It helps them have motivation to go instead of putting that extra pressure on them to win. And I mean, I'm really excited to see what they do. And I think IUPUI will be a great place. It's obviously a bigger stadium. It's where they've played in the past, I guess, for certain camps, scrimmages, stuff like that. And Indy 11 has played there. It's definitely built for soccer. It's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a good night. And I'm excited to see what they do.
Again, game at 6 o'clock at IUPUI. Yeah, and Andre Drummond got kicked out of the game. I don't know if you saw the play, but Joel Embiid completely flopped.
Oh, well, that's all he does.
Flopped and got Andre Drummond kicked out of the game. And then it was pretty much just, you know, Blake Griffin left at that point, and, you know, they went into overtime, and he had some clutch plays.
He's
down
tough.
The stretch.
And that and one at the end of the game, yeah. I mean.
And the thing is that not only is Blake Griffin, you know, I mean, he's always been known as his high flyer, dunking the ball and being really
not
good
really
around
a
the
shooter.
Rim. Right, but he made five threes.
That game. That's 15 off threes for a big man.
Yeah, I mean, if Blake Griffin can consistently shoot the ball, you know, perimeter, not even just the perimeter, but from the mid-range as well, I mean, I think he could be an all-star for sure.
I mean, I think he already is. He's such a good presence on the offensive and defensive end. Yeah. I mean, 50, 14, and 9 is a pretty good night for especially a guy his size.
Yeah.
And, I mean, kudos for him from going to L.A. to Detroit, because that is a big difference in talent, in atmosphere, in the city alone. I mean, that's a big change for him. And to be able to come out and do something like that is nice, especially when you don't have a ton of guys surrounding you. And, you know, the guy that is the other star, Andre Drummond, gets kicked out of the game. Stepping up like that is huge for a team.
All right. That'll do it for us here at Hound Pound Talk Show. It is about 2 minutes from the top of the hour. So catch us 2 weeks from now, Thursday, SRT, Hound Pound Sports Talk. For Spencer Pickering, I've been Charlie Meyer. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I'm representing Holy Cross College in